Hello everyone, Courtney here. If you're following this podcast in order, you might have spotted a trend for the last three episodes. Getting in, getting in, getting in. From emotionally reacting, to responding to a company, to ghosting, to never giving up on a company, I feel like these past three episodes have been the past three conversations I've had again and again with my students that I coach at Eventbrite. And this episode is no different. I will be giving you the keys to the kingdom, the way to success for product licensing. Intrigued? Welcome to episode number 47. Let's get into it.
We're inventing passion and hard work intersect. Welcome to the Serial Inventing Podcast, bite-sized, perspective-altering episodes on Serial Inventing and beyond. From motivating key tips on product licensing to obstacle-busting conversations on transitioning to a full-time serial product developer, buckle your seatbelt, because you're in for a ride. Warning, this podcast may motivate you to make wild decisions that will propel you forward in your inventing career and hijack more of your time for your passion. If you aren't ready to make it happen, then this podcast isn't for you.
Back in September of 2022, I took a trip to New Hampshire with my family for my grandparents' funeral. During that trip, we went to Hammond Castle in Gloucester. Little did I know that the person who owned it, John Hayes Hammond Jr., was a prolific inventor. In fact, in 1965, he was the sixth most prolific inventor in the U.S. at the time of his death, and had one of the most diverse bodies of work of any inventor in history. With over 400 patents, all ranging from games to massive complex developments in radio control. It was astounding to see what he had accomplished. His career spanned six decades. Through the entire castle, it only showed a mere 4% of his works on display. The collection was incredible. But what most astounded me and changed the way I viewed success was due to an alcove with a cathedra, which is a bishop's chair, a design that originated in medieval Italy. It wasn't really the chair that caught my attention, but what Hammond did in it. He would sit in this cathedra and take the advice of his friend Alexander Graham Bell and use it as a reading nook in the late hours of night until 7 a.m., and would sleep during the day. He did this so often that his wife Irene would leave notes to him in his chair because of the opposite sleep schedules. Why would he do this? The answer? To avoid daytime distractions and increase his productivity. Now, this notion came full circle to me because, as many businessmen, professionals in marketing, and performance coaches say, I'll use Alex Hormozi's quote to summarize, volume negates luck. Hammond was able to create such an incredible career, and a rich one, I might add. And how did he spend his time working? In a state of consistent flow. One where his environment made him productive. And not only did he have distraction-free time to focus and also become efficient at his processes, but he spent a lot of time doing it. If there's anything I can take away, it is this formula. Time plus efficiency equals success. A lot of quality time learning how to be efficient so you can produce good results consistently. When I look up the definition of efficient, I get one definition for a process or machine and another for a person. Yet I much prefer the definition of the system, as I feel when we become in a flow state, we become a system. So with that said, to further our understanding of the formula, the definition of efficient by Oxford Languages is as such. Achieving maximum productivity with minimum wasted effort or expense. Other definitions go on to state that it is the often measurable ability to avoid making mistakes that could result in things like wasting time, money, effort, etc. And if you know me, I am a big fan of measurable things. And time, well, is time. Chronos, essentially, the most valuable finite resource we have, which is why they say time is the most highly valued currency. And that when using it, you are sacrificing it towards achieving mastery. So this formula is all great and stuff, but how the heck do we actually use it for product licensing? To keep it simple for now, let's boil it down to two things: creating a really good hit list and spending a lot of time pitching to it. And I mean a lot of time. Let's start by playing the game that you won't get a licensing deal until 99 knows. And if this doesn't sound familiar to you, or you think it's wild, check out my pitching tips video in the show notes so you can know exactly what I mean. So if this is the case, what is the difference between someone getting a licensing deal in a month versus 6 months or 5 years? Efficiency and time. Not closing doors when the door is still cracked. Knowing how to respond to a company where a customer service representative said they don't accept ideas. And being ghosted. Learning what to do during these common scenarios requires knowledge that you must use efficiently and a lot of time. So when do you want a licensing deal? Because the faster you want it, the more you need to dedicate a lot of quality time learning how to be efficient so you can produce good results consistently. And the only way to learn how to be efficient, with or without having a coach, is time. So if you are following me here, this means that the answer to getting a licensing deal faster means that you are making the sacrifice earlier rather than later. If you are committed, you will be making the sacrifice anyways. So why not reap the rewards faster and sacrifice sooner rather than later? How can you create an intense boot camp of even 1 week of pitching? Have you ever done it? What about one full day of it? Have you ever pitched for even 6 hours in one day? If you are frustrated with your lack of movement, lack of getting into companies, and lack of a licensing deal, let's start with how much time you are dedicating to it. Overnight success is the product of work done overnights. Jamali Campbell, copywriter. I challenge you for 1 whole week to use a timer to start and stop your pitching time and see how much time you are really pitching for. Message me on LinkedIn with how much you did, and I will help you formulate a plan to gain more hours into your pitching schedule. If we can't duplicate the same strategies Hammond used to get his types of accolades in the modern age, then how close can we get to it? And shout out to my past student, Amy, who I was honored to meet up with at Hammond Castle. Just two inventors meeting up to study a world-famous inventor and his castle. Nothing new there. Let me end with this. How can I get a licensing deal fast? Well, how much time can you dedicate? Thanks for tuning in and taking a few bites with me today. And remember, serial inventors don't make excuses. They make it happen. See you soon!